FMD.
It's Frederick's Morning Mayor, Bob Miller, on the WFMD Morning News Express from Frederick's News Radio 930 WFMD.
8:35 at WFMD. Let's talk to Rick Weldon. He is the president of the Chamber of Commerce here in Frederick and on the Morning News Express. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bob. Always the best bumpers, my friend.
Well, thank you. I try. And I get a little help from our buddy Frank Mitchell, too. But those will be the ones when you go, oh, really? No. Let's talk about something that the Chamber has put together along with, I guess, the county and the city and trying to, what are you calling it, Frederick Strong?
That's right, Bob. We've come up with a multi-tiered marketing campaign that's really focused on rebuilding confidence, rebuilding the confidence of workers that will eventually return to work, and most importantly, customers and consumers. We feel like it's time to start that process. We've done everything we've been asked to do by our government, by our public health officials, to try to keep people safe and to try to protect vulnerable populations. But my friend, this economy is suffering desperately, and it's really time to focus on getting back to work, both employees returning to work and customers and consumers getting out there and shopping and eating and drinking and getting to reacquaint themselves with all the stuff we love about Frederick that we put on hold about 2 months ago.
But you actually have the hashtag Frederick Strong is a movement for the community, by our community, for our community. You got a brand new website to go along with this. What can people find to help them out with this website?
So when you log on to frederickstrong.com, you'll find a very inspirational minute and a half, maybe 2 minute video that just gives us a taste for what we've been through, but more importantly, what it is we have and what it is we treasure about Frederick County and the economy in Frederick County. But then there's a whole cascading list of tools, Bob. Social media tools, profile pictures for Facebook and cover photos, Instagram story videos, and you name it, it's there. And in today's Frederick News Post, there's a full-page ad that you can cut out along the dotted lines, and you have yourself a Frederick Strong poster that you can put up in your store to let folks know that you've developed safe practices to reopen your business and you've done all the things you need to do to follow all the public health guidance. There's just a ton of resources, and we're putting it out there for free. And all of the work that's gone into this has been donated.
Wow. I mean, it's a wonderful website.
Sue Huff at Octavo Design helped us design the graphics, the logo, the taglines. Nick Demolakis at Orisys donated the website. The guys at Co-op Media, an award-winning independent film company, created that little video, and they didn't charge us a penny, Bob. They believe in Frederick. They believe in our economy. They believe in our workforce, and they believe in our consumers.
Wow, that's great. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't bring this up. There is a Facebook post that I saw that there is going to be some kind of a gathering protest regarding George Floyd here in Frederick. And as a part of the Chamber of Commerce, I mean, we're in Frederick, and I hope it's peaceful. But they haven't been everywhere else they've gone. I'm wondering, I know the mayor is having a meeting today. He's having a press conference with the acting chief of police. What are you hoping to hear from them that will protect everybody and even the businesses in downtown?
So I'm heartened by one thing, Bob. Our neighbors over South Mountain, right, Hub City, had more than 100 person rally and protest in the heart of downtown Hagerstown yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
No violence, no looting, no property destruction. Certainly expressions of frustration and anger and confusion and concern, uncertainty, but no damage, no destruction, no injuries, no attacks on the police. That's what I'm hoping we see on Friday, Bob.
Yeah, somebody asked me the same question of what I was hoping, and I said, I hope the mayor does everything he can to protect the citizens of Frederick and the businesses of Frederick and everybody. But I also hope that there, I said, this is Frederick. We don't do that. And I hope that doesn't happen from outside sources.
So one thing I'm willing to do with the Chamber of Commerce's brand in addition to all the Frederick Strong stuff we're doing to be healthy and safe as we reopen our economy, I'm willing to use the chamber as a platform to have a larger conversation in our community about race, about respect, about understanding and compassion. Because to me, Bob, it's all connected, right? We want to reopen this economy, but we want to protect our elderly. We want to reopen this economy, and we want to put people back to work that need those hourly wages to live their life. Mm-hmm. I think the chamber is the perfect venue, representing the business community, the nonprofit sector, and the public sector, to help sponsor a broader dialogue. I've reached out to my friend Jay Mason, who put a very passionate post up last night on social media. And I think the chamber can be a facilitator of a broader dialogue outside of protest marches and those expressions. But, you know, let's start talking to each other again, right? Not talking at each other or yelling at each other. Sit around a round table and start that dialogue. And I think the chamber is the perfect place to do that, with partners like WFMD and the Frederick Post, News Post, and our other media partners. I think that's something we can do because we're good enough to do that.
Absolutely. Rick Weldon, the website frederickstrong.com. I urge people to go to it.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
See you, bye.
It's the Morning News Express, the WFMD.